I see for my regular like telehealth visits are perplexed and don't understand why I'm doing better. And I'm like, the combination of just living a healthy lifestyle, and I try to have fun, and I also have my CBD every single day, twice a day. You know, if I'm feeling a little off, I'll go up to 3 times a day and have like a 1600 dose midday, and I feel exponentially better.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it helps people in such extraordinary ways. Today, we have a special guest who I've known for many, many years. Dominique has gone through all kinds of ups and downs and lefts and rights, and she has a story to tell. So I want to make sure that she has ample time. It's a very, very powerful story. And, you know, that's why we have, you know, people like Dominique on to share these incredible stories so you can really understand what we're talking about when we talk about a miracle plant. So Dominique Spence, welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I know we've been trying to put this together for a few weeks or months, and you talked to my mom, and I talked to your mom, and we talked to each other on the streets of Ventura, California. And here we are right now, and we are finally having this conversation that we can talk about this miracle plant. So what I want to do is give people, if you will, just kind of a little backstory of how life was going, and then you had that first pitfall, and kind of describe what you went through so people can relate to, you know, how far you've come.
Yes. So kind of a little backstory is, you know, I was born into this stressful world, and I feel like my entire life I had chronic anxiety, but I was always high functioning, anxious person. And then in my 20s in college, it started to manifest in a lot of autoimmune symptoms. And I had gotten diagnosed with a really relatively rare autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis, you know, which was really shocking. I've always been a relatively healthy eating person, active, you know, staying on top of like what I was supposed to be doing as far as like school and work and, you know, just trying to live my adult life. And it just kind of caught up to me, and I didn't know how to handle the stress as well as the symptoms I was facing. And I was going to the doctors a lot, and I just, you know, I couldn't get a concrete answer of what was going on with me. You know, they said, oh, you have this autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis, but there was never, I was always inquisitive, and they never gave me an answer to like the root of the cause, or they never knew why. They're like, autoimmune is really complex. And, you know, there's never a clear cut answer as to why these things happen to us. And so I really started to like explore different ways of trying to get better, but they had put me on medication. I was on just so many different types of meds, and predominantly a medication that a lot of people that deal with autoimmune or even like asthma take. It's called prednisone, which is a steroid. So I had been taking prednisone and had active autoimmune symptoms since I would say I started taking the medication in 2016, and I just, you know, was not recovering. It's like there were always side effects upon side effects to the medication. And, you know, I always came back to like trying to find the natural thing to do, whether it was yoga or eating healthy, but it just still wasn't working. And so that started at around, you know, 2016. And fast forward to 2018, I had just graduated from college. I was slowly tapering off my medication, but if anyone knows about prednisone, it's pretty rough on your body. So I was coming off of the medication, trying to, you know, find my way in the world. And then in 2018, I was in a really, really bad car accident with my best friend, just going to drive and get food. And luckily survived and didn't have any broken bones or anything. The car ran a red light at 55 miles per hour and hit me and my friend at the stop. So, you know, I definitely had a severe concussion. My body had, endured a really huge collision, and there was a lot of trauma around that. So the trauma of like the physical impact of the car, the concussion, you know, mix that up with the autoimmune condition that I was trying to kind of calm down was definitely exacerbated. So in 2018 post car accident, I was dealing with just like recovery from the injuries that I sustained, an exacerbation of autoimmune disease, as well as like heightened anxiety from the PTSD of that impact. And, you know, now I understand it to be, it was severe imbalance in my nervous system, but, you know, doctors, when I would go, would just give me more medication. They're like, oh, your myasthenia gravis is exacerbated. Like, take more prednisone. And so it felt like a vicious cycle that I couldn't get out of. I was literally like trying to get off my medication and something would happen. And the answer to that was more medication. And I just felt like I was stuck. I could not get out of it. And I forgot to mention my symptoms of myasthenia gravis, but the symptoms were predominantly it's a neuromuscular autoimmune disorder. So it attacks your, the way your muscles, work, and then they kind of stop working sometimes. So for me, it was actually manifested a lot in my eyes. Your eyes are a muscle. So I would get double vision because the muscle would just kind of give out and like flop. And I would see double because my vision was not aligned. And I'll never forget just Googling different ways to naturally heal my double vision, my myasthenia gravis, and also this PTSD that I had from the car accident. I had like chronic anxiety, panic attacks all the time. And I was Googling just different natural healing modalities. I had taken up yoga and was eating, following like a anti-inflammatory diet. And none of it just wasn't working. And I remember Googling CBD. And I kid you not, this was the first one that popped up. I'm from Ventura County. So CBD 101 popped up on my Google and I clicked it. So by some miracle, I clicked the right one. I had never used CBD products in the past. So I'm really grateful to have clicked that one first. And in desperation, because I couldn't drive, my vision was just obscured. I like asked my mom, can you please, I found this place in Ventura. Can you please take me? I'm desperate. We drive from Oxnard all the way up to Ventura. And this was when you were at the other location, kind of by Ventura College. We go up, it's upstairs, walk up the stairs. My mom's with me and Molly, your wife was working. And I just was like, I remember just being so defeated, but still like searching for any help I could get. And I was like, I didn't really need to know much about it. I was just like, I need to try anything. And she was like, well, what's going on? And I told her, you know, kind of a quick synopsis of kind of what I just said with the autoimmune and the accident and just not being able to recover, not being able to come into balance. And she had mentioned, you know, that I try the CBD there. And I can't remember the dosage, but I remember putting the CBD under my tongue and just feeling like just my whole body was instantly relaxed because I had just been so chronically tense for so long. And, you know, it wasn't like a psychoactive effect. It was just like my body for the first time in literal years relaxed. And I felt like my eyes open up a little bit. And I just felt like, wow, I can breathe. I was always feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. Oh my gosh, I'm so tense. Oh my gosh, something's good, bad's gonna happen. And like for the first time in many, many years, I just felt like a bit of ease and a bit of like, wow, like kind of coming back to myself, coming into balance. And even my vision that day, like it kind of, my image started to fuse together a little bit. Like I wasn't fully double. It was like almost like going in and out. And I was like, what's going on? This is insane. Like just one dropper. I hadn't even purchased it yet. So I ended up purchasing a bottle. I want to say it was Chillex. I think it was Chillex. And just using it every day, twice a day under my tongue. And I started to like recover. I really did. And, you know, it was definitely a battle trying to get off of the medication and the pandemic. When the pandemic hit in 2020, I would say I was recovering, but then my anxiety kind of came back. So I had a few other like exacerbations from the myasthenia gravis. And the times that I was in the hospital, my mom literally would bring it in and give me the CBD, and it just helped me. It helped me get through the exacerbations. It helped me get out of the hospital. And now that I've kind of learned to manage my anxiety and kind of incorporate a handful of healing modalities, which also includes the CBD usage every day, twice a day, here we are in November 2021, and I'm completely medication free, completely in remission. I haven't been in a hospital in a very long time, and it feels really good. And I definitely acknowledge that the CBD played a huge role into just the different modalities that I use to kind of bring my body back into balance. And you know, I still believe I'm healing. I know I'm in remission, but I still believe like my body has like many years to recover, but that CBD really helps fill that deficit of just like whatever's missing in my body and bring me back into balance. And for that, I'm eternally grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy how, you know, I mean, and I know you've had like serious ups and downs and, you know, I know that your mom is shared with me that you had spent a lot of time in the hospital. Uh-huh. And I know that, you know, that it was obviously really scary. And your mom was in here telling me about that and how when you were able to, you know, you were saying she was giving you the CBD and sneaking it in. Was that the first time or the second time? Because I know you have a real long bout there for a while.
If I'm being honest, it was the second time. So when I was in the hospital more recently during the pandemic, that was my last hospital visit. It was 2 weeks. And I mean, the first week, because it was pandemic, I couldn't get family in. And I don't remember how my mom got in, if I'm being really honest with you. She probably figured out something legal to say to get in there. And I think I wasn't getting better. If I'm being honest, I wasn't getting better, and it was a week. And then the doctors were just like, we can't figure it out, blah, blah, blah. They let her in. And, you know, I truly believe in the power of natural healing. So a combination of just having the presence of my mom there and just even just putting her hand on my hand or giving me that CBD, the natural plant, to like fill my body with like just healing components, like all of those little things really helped me through that 2 week stay. And they told me, yeah, you're going to have to be on medication for the rest of your life. When I was discharged, you're going to have to get an infusion. I was getting infusions every, I think, 6 months it was. And I don't take medication and I don't get infusions anymore. And it's been over a year since I've been out of the hospital. And even the physicians that I see for my regular like telehealth visits are perplexed and don't understand why I'm doing better. And I'm like, you know, it's a combination of just living a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, I do yoga, I try to have fun. And I also have my CBD every single day, twice a day. Like it's, you know, if I'm feeling a little off, I'll go up to 3 times a day and have like a 1600 dose midday, and I feel exponentially better.
It was crazy because before March of 2020, the number one reason that people came here all day long without question was pain and inflammation and all of the autoimmune ailments that go along with that. You know, obviously there's arthritis, chronic arthritis, but then there's rheumatoid arthritis, neuropathy, fibromyalgia. And when the pandemic hit, like you said, you know, the stress and anxiety of the country, you know, went to places that it probably hadn't been since probably World War II.
Yeah.
Honestly. And so people were not dealing with stress, and plus people were having to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were not always dealing with the stress in healthy ways. And so the number one reason people started to come after March 2020 was the stress and the anxiety. And so that's the reason I still take it every day. I took a 1600 milligram about an hour ago, and I wasn't too stressed out. I always have a lot on my plate, and, overachiever syndrome. And I took some, and it always, to this day, still impresses me how much it calms me down. I was thinking of another time that we had connected.
Yes.
You and your mom came out we have our raw CBD fest on the beach out here in California. You guys made it out there, didn't you? I thought I remembered seeing you there.
Yeah, we did. At the time, I want to say that had to have been 2019. And I had just gotten my dog. So it was, you were kind of, I think, giving tinctures for the dog CBD and for before 4th of July. And I actually still give my dog CBD every day, twice a day since then.
Heck yeah. It's great for the dogs and fireworks. That's why we're giving it out that day. And, calms them down.
Yeah. And also, just a quick little story about my dog. Last year, or early this year, 2021, time is a conundrum now, but at the beginning of this year, my dog got really, really sick, and she's only 2 years old, and she had elevated liver enzyme. She's a large dog, 85 pounds, and she had elevated liver enzymes, according to her vet. And I was giving her medication, and her liver came back into balance really quickly. She was really sick. They were like, we never see two-year-old dogs this sick. And just like so weak, I had to lift her in the car. They're like, you're going to have to give her this medication for a really long time. And I did. I gave her the liver medication. And then when her blood work was like normal again, they gave me the medication again. And I just kept giving her just CBD. And the CBD, like, I took her in for a 6-month checkup, and they're like, she's fine. Like, do you need a refill on the medication? And I was like, oh, no, it's okay. I never gave it to her. I just gave her CBD. So even my dog has benefited from it. It's really crazy. My whole family is actually, we're very avid fans of this your organization.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, it was strange. It's fun to see how far, not necessarily fun, but it's kind of crazy to look back and see how far we've come in California when it comes to hemp and CBD. And we, it was crazy. So we always kind of kid that the dogs are our best clients because they don't have the conscious mind to question themselves. Is it the CBD that's working, or is it the fact that I had a salad yesterday? And so the dogs and animals are more in tune. They're more intuitive with their muscles and bodies. And so when there's pain, they're ginger. And when the pain goes away, they'll put more pressure down. And so we always kind of kid that dogs are our best friends. But yeah, even back then, like in 2017 or when we met, 2018, 19,
yeah.
The vets were, there was a memo, and they ran a chill through the industry in California vets that if they prescribed or recommended CBD, that they could have their state board veterinarian license pulled. And I wonder where that pressure came from. And mm-hmm. So they were very hesitant, but one day a vet comes in to our store on Telegraph by the college, and he comes in and he's dressed in his stuff, and he comes in to buy some CBD for his dog. I'm like, all right, dude, you got to shoot me straight. Like, what is going on with you vets? Like, you're coming here to get CBD for your dog, but you guys aren't recommending CBD for all your patients. And that's when he was the guy that told me about that. And I was like, oh, okay. Because it was crazy. Like, the vets were the toughest ones. And if people will do anything for their dogs. It's funny, they'll come into our stores and they'll buy like an 800 milligram and it'll cost them like $60 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if it's for the dog, they don't even ask the price. Like, they won't even ask how much is it. Their hand is already reaching for the wallet and they give the card. But if it's for themselves, for their own pain, their own anxiety, their own sleep issues, their own health ailment, they will sit there and hem and haw about whether or not their own health is worth $60 and an average product tincture will last you 60 doses if you do it twice a day, so 30 days. So yeah, they're hemming and hawing for $2 a day to get out of extreme pain, anxiety, or deep sleep issues or a health issue. But for their dog, they will just pull that card right out without thinking about it. And unfortunately, the veterinarians have been the last to the party. And there's so much value because the stuff they give the dogs is just, you know, it's just not good. I mean, it's, you know, they're obviously much smaller creatures and they have different compositions, and it's amazing what this little plant can do for them, dogs and cats and all animals. Any animal out there has an endocannabinoid system. The main thing, if we're talking about dogs, is don't give your dogs THC. Their endocannabinoid system does not expunge it from their system like ours does. Like, we can't OD on THC as humans, mm-hmm. because our endocannabinoid system will get it out of our body, whereas the dogs don't have that same feature. And you can actually get your dog really sick if you give them too much THC. Just a little, you know, public service announcement to throw out there for everyone. But again, I'm so excited that you were here to share your story. I know your story more personally, and I've seen the ups and the downs, and, you know, I've shared the tears with your mom and back and forth, and we've seen, you know, just incredible progress with you. And I'm just so happy that you're feeling good and you're healthy and you've solved and it was funny. One of our other brand ambassadors came on, Connie. She came into the store today, and I was working in the store today. And she was like, you know, she said the thing that I say, and it's really our mantra is, you know, people come to us with a specific ailment or a specific need, and they're in pain or they're super stressed out or they can't sleep or there's a health ailment, and they find what this plant can do for them, and it solves their one big problem. But then they realize it opens up Pandora's box that they can take control of their health. Just like you were doing, you said, I don't want this medication. There has to be a better way. There has to be a natural way. You were searching, you know, Dr. Google, and you found us. And it was the beginning for you to understand and unlocking your health and taking control of your health. So I'm so glad that you were able to do that. And we were able to pay it forward for what it did for my son and our family, to pay it forward for you and your family and your fur baby. And so just so excited. I know we have Dan on here. Dan, did you have anything to add in? I know it's a powerful story, and you've heard a lot of powerful stories on the Miracle Plant podcast.
You just were through the ringer, Dominique. That's I'm so glad that you found relief, because after that, you know, that car accident, it just seems like, you know, what next? So I'm so pleased that you were able to find relief. And this is just another one of many stories that we keep hearing on the show that just drives home the point that there's something about this miracle plant that we need to get the word out.
Well, that's what we're doing every day. And, you know, I am so blessed that we have Dan back there from PodConX.com helping us produce the show and helping us get our message out there, because podcasting really is the best platform for cannabis and CBD to get the word out, because there isn't any censoring like the other social media techs out there. So thankful for Dan and all that you do. And I'm so thankful for everyone who tuned in. Any last final comments, Dominique, before we wrap up?
You know what? I just want to say that I'm grateful. I mean, I really don't regret anything that I've gone through or experienced in my life, because I think that's part of the journey. And I'm grateful to have found CBD the CBD, because I'm trying to find the words to say, if I'm being honest with you, but it was a turning point for me. Like I said, I've always been really into fitness and eating healthy and just trying to live a balanced lifestyle. But the CBD, it's like magic. So it really does. I mean, it's important to note that all other healing modalities help as well. Like, you can't eat CBD or have a CBD tincture and like eat sugar all day, every day. I just think it's really important to like live your life in balance and be grateful and have joy and use CBD every day, twice a day. So that's all I can say.
And absolutely.
I'm grateful to be able to share my story today.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you. And like we talk about on here a lot, we look at the five pillars of health, drink lots of clean, good water, natural spring water, reverse osmosis, Fiji, something distilled, really good, clean water. The second one is eat right. You are what you eat. Food is your medicine. The third is get a good night's sleep. Sleep is the most powerful way to rejuvenate the body. You know, the next is mindfulness. You are what you think. You are what you allow into your mind. So make sure you're working on your mindfulness with good intention. And the final one is exercise. And so if you're doing all five of those things, like you said, that's holistic healing, that's holistic living. And the miracle hemp plant helps our bodies find homeostasis, helps our bodies find that balance. But it's really hard if you're not doing your part in those other five areas as well. So I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Plant podcast. And at the end of every show, Dominique, we unmute our mics and we say, heal the world, because we're sending out positive healing energy to all those people out there that are lost like you were, lost like I was, looking for a miracle for our personal, either our personal endeavor or the personal endeavor of a loved one. So on the count of three, we say, heal the world. So the people out there that are looking can find us one way or the other. And they can try this miracle plant for themselves. And we look forward to getting that out there. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. One, two, three.
Heal the world.
All right. Thank you for tuning into the Miracle Plant podcast. Be sure to tune in next week. I think we've got Dr. William Courtney coming back for a second peek. So thanks again, Dominique, for joining us. Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, share it, like it. Tell a friend about it, and so they can learn more about this miracle plant with so many different names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Until next week, take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Joyce Gerber, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, The Canna Mom Show. And we are on a mission to enhance the impact women have on this industry as business professionals, healthcare providers, policy advocates, caregivers, moms, by sharing and preserving their stories of love and kindness, wisdom, and hope. I am so grateful to have found my tribe of Canna podcasters right here on PodConX. And look forward to our work of crushing the stigma around cannabis and caregivers and building this new industry together.